This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Another wild day in Trump land, sad day, because, of course, I cannot open the show without without starting with Rush Limbaugh, right? For those of you who have not heard the news yet, Rush Limbaugh has advanced lung cancer, advanced stage lung cancer. Very sad. He went on his own radio show today, and Talk radio took a devastating blow. A syndicated conservative, Rush Limbaugh, announced he's been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. He said upcoming treatments would impact his broadcasting abilities in the future. He said, ladies and gentlemen, this day has been one of the most difficult days in recent memory because I've known this moment was coming in the program today. Now, I'm sure that you all know by now, I really don't like talking about myself and I don't like making things about me other than in the usual satirical, parodic, is that how you say it? Parody, parodic, joking way. I'd like this program to be about you and the things that matter to all of us. The one thing I know that has happened over the 31-plus years of this program is that there's been an incredible bond that's developed between all of you and me. And now this program's 31 years old, and in that 31 years, there are people, you hear them call all the time, who have been listening the whole time. They've been listening 30 years or 25 years. I just had somebody say they've been here 3 years. But whatever it is, a family-type relationship to me, and I've mentioned it to you, this program and this job is what's provided me the greatest satisfaction and happiness that I've ever experienced, more than I ever thought that I would experience. So I have something to tell you today that I wish I didn't have to tell you. It's a struggle for me because I had to inform my staff earlier today. I can't escape. Even though people are telling me it's not the way to look at it, I can't help but feel that I'm letting everybody down with this. But the upshot is that I've been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. Diagnosis confirmed by two medical institutions back on January 20th. I first realized something was wrong on my birthday weekend, January 12th. I wish I didn't have to tell you this, and I thought about not telling anybody. I thought about trying to do this without anybody knowing because I don't like making things about me. But there are going to be days that I'm not going to be able to be here because I'm going to undergo treatment or I'm reacting to treatment. I know that would inspire all kinds of curiosity with people wondering what's going on. And the worst thing that can happen is when there's something going on, you try to hide it and cover it up. It's eventually going to leak. And people are going to say, why don't you just say it? Why'd you try to fool anybody? And I don't want to fool anybody. It's just that I don't want to burden anybody with it. I haven't wanted to, but it is what it is. You know me. I'm the mayor of Reelsville. So this has happened, and my intention is to come here every day I can and do this program as normally, as competently, and as expertly as I do each and every day, because that is the source of my greatest satisfaction professionally and personally. You get the idea. I could go on and on, but, only Rush should quote Rush for too long. It shouldn't be Wayne Root quoting Rush. Really important words. I don't want to overstress the words, but it's kind of like a Lou Gehrig moment, right? I mean, if you're not a Yankees fan, maybe you didn't care about Lou Gehrig. But if you're a Yankees fan like me, and Lou Gehrig stepped up to that microphone and said, these are the greatest days of my life, and I love all of you, and I appreciate all of you, and I'm going to fight, but for now, I'm going to leave. Those are some powerful words, man, and they went down in history. And Rush Limbaugh maybe wouldn't go down in history because he's a conservative. And we know the media won't let you go down in history as a conservative. But he'll go down in conservative history for those words. That was a Lou Gehrig moment. And let's just hope it doesn't lead to a Lou Gehrig ending. Let's hope it leads to Rush coming back stronger than ever. We can hope and we can pray. And as I've said before on this show, I've said it about my friends Steve and Charlene in Charleston, South Carolina. Charlene's had cancer for over 20 years. And I've said on my show before that we all pray for Charlene of Charleston, South Carolina, that she gets well. And we pray and thank Steve for her husband for taking such good care of her for 20 years. What they've been through, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemies. And I would say the same thing about Rush Limbaugh. He's a great conservative, and prayer helps. We know prayer helps. It's a fact that prayer helps. So let's all of us pray for Rush Limbaugh every night before we go to bed. Give him a prayer, and let's hope it's a quick recovery and a miraculous recovery. And meanwhile, classless liberals are gleeful over Rush Limbaugh's cancer announcement, cheering on the cancer, which is, you know, nobody in the world is any less shocked than me, because I remember and think back and remember all the comments liberals have made to me on Twitter and Facebook, death wishes, and I hope you die a long, slow death, of painful death of stomach cancer, all because they disagree with me politically. Sick people, mentally ill people, twisted people. Liberals are twisted people. So all I can say is I wish a fast recovery for Rush. And we'll move on. We'll move on. Rush will be Rush. I think he's a tough guy. Wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. I think Rush is relentless. And I think he will fight this. If anyone in the world could fight this and fight it to a draw or a victory, it's Rush Limbaugh. And so we'll all watch and we'll pray. Rush, we love you. Number two news story of the day has got to be Bernie Sanders. I moved from Rush to the opposite extreme, communist Bernie Sanders. And by the way, before I tell you about Bernie Sanders and the fact he's gonna absolutely win Iowa, I want to tell you what Trump had to say, because there's never been truer words about Bernie Sanders. Trump said in his Super Bowl interview, his pre-Super Bowl interview, I think he's a communist. And, I mean, I've said this on the air, on radio, on TV, in my columns. He's a communist. Bernie Sanders is a communist. And there really is no difference between communists and socialists. That's the big argument I've had my whole career. When you call a liberal a communist, they literally lose their minds. Oh, my God, I'm not a communist. Oh, my God, he's not a communist. Oh, my God, what a disgusting person to call him a communist. There's no difference between a communist and a socialist. Socialism is the economic system of communism. And every communist country has a socialist economic system. They go hand in hand. If you're going to institute socialism, you're going to have censorship and banning and arrests and torture and shooting people in the head. It's happened in every socialist nation you can name. Now, are there socialist light nations? Sure. Sweden didn't have that. Norway didn't have that. They were kind of socialist light. They didn't kill people, so I get that. Socialism is not quite the extreme of communism, but those countries weren't socialist. They were capitalist countries with some strains, some red shoots, as it were, of socialism. But Sweden was never communist, and it's actually come all the way back the other way. And Norway and Denmark, they're actually all rethinking everything they ever believed in, big government and a welfare state and taxing people at 80%. They're rethinking all of it because it's a big, giant failure, and they're going broke and they can't afford it. So real socialism, like practiced in the Soviet Union and China and Venezuela and Cuba, comes with it communism and torture and murder of people who disagree with you, and absolute censorship and banning. And that's Bernie Sanders. Elect Bernie. And also look at China today, which is run by a Communist Party government. It's communist still, communist run. And they've so botched and bungled this coronavirus that it could destroy the entire world's economy and lead to a Great Depression. Now, am I being a fear-monger? No, because I don't think it's going to do that. And I hope it doesn't do that. And I pray it doesn't do that. But I think you'd be an idiot to not think it's possible that will happen. The coronavirus is spreading like wildfire around the world. Which is why Trump just shut down all flights from China. If you were in China in the last 14 days, you can't come back. Why do you think that is? Because we're scared to death. It's going to lead to a destruction of our economy. And the Chinese communists blew this whole thing, destroyed it. And by the way, because they're communists, they can never admit they're wrong. They'd rather shoot you in the head and bury you and literally in a vat of acid and make your body disappear. And no one ever knows where you are again, including your wife and children. Rather than let you tell the world, communist China bungle this thing. That's where Bernie, that's the world he comes from. He honeymooned in the Soviet Union, where they do things like that all the time. So Trump's right. He is a communist, and he is a threat to America, a threat to every American, and a threat to American exceptionalism. And Bernie Sanders is a communist. Bernie spent his honeymoon in the Soviet Union. He's a communist. Some of the things he said, he's actually defended Fidel Castro. He's a communist. And right now, Bernie Sanders tops the Iowa poll ahead of the caucuses. He's maintained a comfortable lead heading into Monday evening statewide caucuses. An Emerson College 7 News Iowa poll released Sunday indicated the socialist senator. I mean, he calls himself a socialist senator. So, of course, he's a communist. What, you're comfortable being a socialist but not a communist? It's slavery. You're a slave when you live in a socialist or communist country. And the latest Emerson College poll, with no exception, shows Sanders leading the field with 28%. Joe Biden came in 7 points behind with 21. Mayor Pete and then Elizabeth Warren with 15 and 14. And Amy Klobuchar, fifth place with 11. No other candidates received double digit. Tom Steyer has 4%. Wow, that poor son of a butcher. That poor son of a bee, and I don't mean son of a butcher, has spent $200 million to get nothing. Nobody likes you, man. Everybody cringes when your face comes on TV. I used to think Hillary is the most unlikable woman that ever lived. Hillary is kind of likable compared to Tom Steyer. You just look at him, and you want to vomit. He is the most unlikable person running for office ever, which is why he spent $200 million and he's at 4%. And every ad is about hating Trump, just like every Bloomberg ad is about hating Trump, how terrible Trump is. And the two guys are like the 4% twins. The other one who has a chance is Bloomberg. He could still win the nomination. But you heard my column last week, hopefully, about, you know, transsexual Mike. That's what I call him now, trans Mike. That's what Trump should call him. His whole agenda is about transsexuals. Wants them all to hang out with your girls in the locker room, in the shower, bunk together at the motel, play sports together, hang out at the women's shelter, 300-pound men with mustaches and hairy butts, hanging out at the shelter with the women who've already been beaten by a man. Sick dude, trans Mike. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/roots. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
One in three adults has pre-diabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. The Root is on fire. The Root is on fire. You relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump land, American-made, proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do on the show every day. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, with the great Edward Stoltz, owner, founder, operator. Guy who gave me my shot in local radio. Thank you, Ed. I'll forever remember you. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. Show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. Time to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history, ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. 844-ROOT-WALL. Donate. 844-ROOT-WALL. Toll free. Or go to RootWall.com. We will build this wall together. RootWall.com. Disclaimer required by FEC law. Root for the Wall Pack. Paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. RootWall.com. You thought you'd catch me, didn't you? Never once. Never once, FEC. Have I ever missed saying that disclaimer? Just like Trump. You always think you're going to catch me, but I do things right. He does things right. Lots of transparency. And the liberals who follow Saul Alinsky, no transparency, and then they claim they're the most transparent ever. And then they accuse us of being bad guys and criminals, and we've done nothing wrong. He released the transcript. You can read word for word what Trump said. It doesn't get more transparent than that. All right, we love taking calls on the show, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And I love getting your emails, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I get all my best ideas from you. Just the hypocrisy of liberals, I'll mention real quick, then I'm going to get to the Super Bowl. Michael Bloomberg enjoys armed guards while fighting to disarm Americans. All the guys who hate guns are surrounded by guns, by armed guards. And they think you're not allowed to have guns, and I'm not. But they have guns. And socialist Bernie Sanders spent $1.2 million on private jet travel in the last 3 months of 2019. All he talks about is, number one, you know, poverty, the inequality in America, the unfairness in America. He flies on private jets, $1.2 million. And all he talks about besides inequality and taxing us to death so you can't afford the private jet, and I can't afford it. He talks about climate change and global warming and the Green New Deal, but he's flying around in private jets, using up more fuel than you and I in a lifetime. All right, so the Super Bowl. Beyonce, Jay-Z, and their daughters sit during the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Disgraceful. As I said to some of my buddies this morning, it's just amazing. First of all, I grew up in a black neighborhood, right? I grew up in a, well, better way to say it, all-Italian neighborhood, all-Catholic neighborhood, surrounded by an all-black town, went to an all-black high school. And I ran with nothing but black guys throughout high school. I have nothing against African Americans. I love them. I high five them. They like me. I like them. No problems. But if you're going to sit here and tell me that you're going to sit for the national anthem when you're worth $1 billion, you're black and you're worth $1 billion. You used to be a drug dealer on the street corner, Jay-Z. Now you're a black billionaire mogul worth $1 billion. Isn't that proof this is the greatest nation ever conceived by God, ever created by God, ever loved by God, ever blessed by God? How is it a racist nation if you can go from drug dealer to billionaire? Drug dealer to rapper to billionaire, married to that hot babe, Beyonce. You should thank God and America every night as you lie in bed with Beyonce and 50 other girlfriends I'm sure you have on the side. As you criticize Trump, and you have 500 girlfriends on the side. Because we know what, you know, we know what this guy's probably like. He's a billionaire. And he's cool, and he's hip. I know he's got a billion girlfriends on his side. Come on. Give me a break. And he's got Beyonce waiting when he gets home in bed. And he's got $1 billion. Right? And so they're going to sit at the Super Bowl? Based on what? What a racist nation it is? How is it racist? And then to show you the other side of the equation, President Trump scores a home run at the Super Bowl with his beautiful ad aimed at black Americans. It's an ad starring Alice Johnson. Trump's the one who got you prison reform for black Americans. It wasn't Obama. Obama had 8 years and never gave a frick about any of you. He doesn't care about his own people. But Alice Johnson, a 63-year-old grandmother given a life sentence for nonviolent drug offenses, was never going to get out. Kim Kardashian comes to Trump. Trump says, cool, let's do it. Gets her out, gets a lot of other people out. She gets on her knees when she gets out of prison. Thank God for Donald John Trump. God bless Donald John Trump. Hallelujah. And he puts that on video and he puts it in the ad. What a powerful ad for black Americans. God bless Trump.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
War now.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Closing arguments at President Donald Trump's impeachment trial began today, and Representative Jason Crow told the Senate that failing to remove the president for abuse of power would render him above the law.
Impeachment is an extraordinary remedy, a tool only to be used in rare instances of grave misconduct. In America, no one is above the law, even those elected president of the United States.
While House Democrats launched their closing arguments on why President Trump should be removed from office, the issue appears to be case closed for almost all Senate Republicans, as it takes a supermajority of 67 votes to convict a president. Even though Punxsutawney Phil predicted an early spring for the second year in a row, about 14 million people are under winter alerts from the Rockies to the Southern Plains, and 18 million people under wind alerts from the Southwest, Four Corners, and the Rockies, where winds could gust to over 80 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I've got all these sponsors I always thank at the beginning of every segment. I'm not going to do it in this segment because I respect this man so much. We'll go straight to the interview. Do not want to waste his time. Hogan Gidley is the White House Deputy Press Secretary. He's such a good man, and he fights for President Trump every day, and he does a fantastic job, and we value him on the show. Hogan, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you always being here for us. So the State of the Union address tomorrow night, Trump offers a preview of what we can expect to hear, or you're offering a preview of what we expect to hear from Trump. But I want to hear what we can expect President Trump to say and do that might be a little different, that might be a little creative. Is anything new going to happen tomorrow night? Any guests of the president that might really surprise us and please conservatives who want to see something new and exciting and refreshing?
Well, you know, he always puts on a pretty good show, but I have to tell you, we've got a great story to tell, and we're not going to release the guests most likely for the next little bit. That's always a big surprise. The media loves that. But I just have to say, this is about the great American comeback. I mean, where we were under Barack Obama and where we've gotten under Donald Trump in such a short amount of time, and we're talking about economic and military strength and success we had never thought possible, much less seen together in this country. Massive trade deals, as you know, the juxtaposition of this president signing an historic trade deal with China when no one said it could happen. At the same day, Democrats were walking those ridiculous articles of impeachment down the hallway that don't even allege a crime. Then he passes, USMCA 8 months ago. It sits on Democrats' desks for like a year. They don't do anything about it at the detriment of the American people. We could have had more economic prosperity had they moved on it. So I think he's going to really go through kind of where we were, where we are, and answering that age-old question, are you better off today than you were 8 years ago? And the answer is undoubtedly yes.
And I'm not a chess expert, but I've always loved that word, checkmate. I'd always wanted to say, checkmate. And I think President Trump has a chance to say checkmate. I thought last night during the Super Bowl, that commercial about, him passing prison reform and that woman who benefited from it, who was Kim Kardashian's friend, what is it, Alice Johnson, I think her name is?
Right.
I thought that was a fantastic commercial that was kind of like screaming at the Democrats, guess what? You got a big problem because I'm coming after your voters. I already got my voters. Now I'm coming after yours. And I think Trump has a chance to do really, really well, historically well, shockingly well, with black and Hispanic voters. And I thought that commercial last night was the opening salvo.
Look, I can't really speak about campaigns so much. But what I can do is touch on that actual criminal justice reform. I mean, that was something, again, that bureaucrats and Democrats and political pundits have been talking about forever. And this president comes in and gets it done. And the ad last night was pretty clear. This is a man who's about results, and he's about results for real people. So everything he's been doing has been bettering the lives of all American citizens, regardless. When you see African American, Hispanic American, Asian American, unemployment record lows, and you see, women being employed, record numbers. I mean, this is the type of policy that, quite frankly, puts this country in a position of power economically that we haven't seen in a while. And that's why he's able to make a lot of these bilateral trade deals with Japan and South Korea and China, as I mentioned, USMCA, because we're so strong economically. And I have to tell you, Democrats ought to be a little concerned here, because everything they were selling us for the last 8 years under Barack Obama was, this is just the way it is. Get used to it. The president comes in and says, no, it's not. I'm a businessman. I know how to make business work. I know how to make this country prosperous again and let the people actually not just survive but thrive. And I'll be danged if he didn't do it. And so all the policies he put in place show you a complete contrast from where we were under Barack Obama that kept everyone down, that kept everyone on government assistance. I mean, millions of people off food stamps, 7 million jobs created, That's the Donald Trump economy. And look, I am well aware, having done campaigns for a long time, it's hard to run against a man who has taken his economy to historic highs, who has killed terrorists right and left, who you know, is coming up with sane, rational immigration policy, building a wall to protect our citizens, our neighborhoods. I know it's hard to run against somebody like that, but just because you hate him and just because you want to overturn free and fair election in 2016, it doesn't mean you have the right to impeach it. And honestly, I just don't know what they're going to run on at this point because of all these successes.
Well, it kind of reminds me of, you know, I wasn't even alive back then, but I think it was, wasn't it Adlai Stevenson that ran kind of a campaign? He had no chance to ever win, and the liberal kids loved him, and the college students loved him, and the extreme left loved him, but he got destroyed like a landslide, or maybe he didn't even win the nomination. I can't even remember, but there was an Adlai Stevenson that ran. He was the big, you know, all the liberals loved him. There's nothing you could say when you're running against like an Eisenhower, who's super popular, and who did good things for the economy. That's how I feel about Trump. There's nothing for them to say. They're making up stuff, and there weren't any crimes. We all know that, but they're just so desperate that they tried to do something. So now they can use the word impeachment while they're running against them. But I think, like you say, it's very tough to run against this economy. So I think we start with if you want to use a poker analogy, you know, we've already got a great hand before the game has even started. So I think that's good news. Please bring this news back to President Trump. I think he should start doing rallies in California and Madison Square Garden in New York and Chicago just to stick it right in their craw. Go into their strongholds and hold rallies. And I'm telling you, just like Wildwood, New Jersey, last week, right? You're going to get 100,000 people show up in Chicago who say they love Trump. You'll fill Madison Square Garden with New Yorkers just like me. I'm in Vegas now, but I'm a lifelong New Yorker, born and raised. I love Trump. All my buddies back home love Trump. I'm from an Italian neighborhood, Hogan, and all my buddies love Trump. They would show up and wait in line 48 hours overnight in the freezing cold for Trump. Tell them to start campaigning in Democrat strongholds, I'm telling you.
They do it, and it kind of blows my mind. That thing in New Jersey, over 170,000 people are.
Right.
It's the biggest one he'd ever had. And look, he always packs arenas. He always has tens of thousands of people outside who can't get in. But it's not just, look, part of it is just at its gut, raw, visceral level. It's someone who came to Washington, didn't just shake things up. He came to Washington and actually came through on promises. I mean, how many politicians talked about, you know, free and fair trade? Well, the free trade was always there, but there was no fairness. American workers, American industry, American businesses, American companies, they always took it in the teeth. And he came in and said, we're not doing it that way anymore. And so he changed the way people think about how government should actually work for them, and he changed the way people think about politicians who promise things and don't deliver. He's delivered. And the stark contrast of someone coming from the outside and still being vilified and ridiculed by all the, you know, the D.C. folks, right? All the people that have been in the swamp forever, still being ridiculed, but he keeps succeeding. And the stark contrast between them proves that so many voters out there are thinking to themselves, what have we been voting for the last several decades? This guy comes in one fell swoop, takes care of most of the issues we've been facing, and there's still so much more he wants to do, and the Democrats won't even work with him. They won't come to the table. Some Republicans resist every once in a while. But it's been rare because for the first time in a long time, and you know this, Republicans are united behind this guy. There aren't
discussions
like there have been in the past.
And Hogan,
more united than ever.
United our dislike of Mitt Romney. I can't stand him. I can't believe I once endorsed him on Fox News. I can't stand the guy. And if, you know, I live part-time in Park City, Utah. It's my second home. I'm telling you, I'm thinking about running against him for U.S. Senate in a few years. When he's up for re-election, he is going to be destroyed if he runs again. I doubt he'll ever run again. That's probably why he's acting the way he is. But any Republican that would act the way he does because of the hatred for Trump should never be representing a great Republican state like Utah. Never. And by the way, I looked it up while you were talking. Adlai Stevenson. He ran against Dwight Eisenhower twice, lost by a landslide. Both times, it was before I was born. I knew I'd remembered that. Big liberal, two landslide losses to Eisenhower. So maybe we'll get Hillary again, and she could lose in a landslide to Trump the second time. Maybe we'll get that again. She could be the Adlai Stevenson of 2020.
Maybe. I got to tell you, I just see so many successes from this guy, and the more we continue to rack them up as the year goes on, and look, we're not done. I mean, there's a lot more on the horizon here for this president and for the betterment of this country. I like where the president is right now. He's done so much. He never stops, and it's always for the American people, as you point out with that television ad. It's not necessarily those that say this is our base or this is who we're. It's everybody. He does something for everybody, and things that other people and other politicians have been promising forever and haven't done, he's delivered. And I think that matters to people.
Well, you know, I'm the guy who called him the King of the Jews and got me and him in a lot of trouble. But I'm Jewish. I think he's great. I think he's proven. He is like the King of the Jews. He's the greatest ever. I wish I could get the Jewish people to come around. That's the hardest group to get to come around, I got to tell you. I think he'll make a much bigger improvement among black voters in this election and among Hispanic voters than even Jewish voters. But I think he'll go up. He will go up a good percentage this time among Jews. But it's a tough nut to crack. But we're fighting for it. Fighting for every single voter. President Trump's done a great job for everyone. Hogan, you know I fight for him every day, and I appreciate you doing the same. Thank you, and God bless you, buddy.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, the conservative warrior on USA Radio and Newsmax TV. We will be back in just a few minutes. When we come back, I want to tell you about Trump's expanding base of black, Hispanic, and suburban voters. He now has 51% approval. Trump is kicking ass and taking names, baby. We'll see you in a sec. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundance. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The root's on fire. My doctor suggests is on fire as well, probably because of this coronavirus. And by the way, no one is telling you that this cures the coronavirus. I don't think anything it cures the coronavirus. They're using HIV drugs against the coronavirus in China. That's how bad it is. HIV, as if it's like getting AIDS. That's how bad it is. But this is, my doc suggests, it is something that is used in defense of colds and flu and in defense of viruses. All of my doctor suggests products are alkaline structured silver products that destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. So that's the kind of base you want to have in your body. If there's a virus out there or a flu out there, this is what you want to have in your body. And all I can tell you is what it did for me. And it's just a great example is I burned my hand very badly on a searing hot handle of a pan that had been over a fire. And I didn't realize it. I grabbed the handle and squeezed it. And my hand was burning straight through to the damn bone. And I screamed like a little girl, I'm sure. There's nobody around at the time. And I dropped the pan on the ground and raced to cold water. And that does nothing for you, nothing. Anything, that just hurts like, makes it hurt 10 times worse. But I ran upstairs and put my doctor suggests silver gel on it. And in a matter of 4 hours, the burn healed and it was gone. I don't know how that's possible. All I know is a friend's granddaughter had something like that happen. She fell in a fire pit a week and a half ago, and the back of her leg was burned so badly that in the emergency room they gave her a special patch on her leg, and they told her to the father that he should bring her to a special burn specialist on Monday and over the weekend. Don't let her move. Let her stay in the hospital. Let her stay in the bed and not move. And and go see the cancer specialist on Monday. And on Monday, she was in no pain. And I asked them what was on the patch. And it turned out in the emergency room, they give you a patch with silver on it now that heals burns. And that's exactly what happened to my hands. Anyway, my doctor suggests has some great products. Give them a call. You can only get their products on the phone. They don't sell in retail stores. And you get 20% off if you say Wayne Root, 866-660-9868. Just tell them Wayne Root sent you. You love the Wayne Root Show. And you get 20% off every order. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Use promo code Root. 20% off. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. The good news about the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl is Andy Reid, their coach, says he will celebrate the Super Bowl win at the White House if invited. If President Trump extends an invite to celebrate Kansas City's Super Bowl win at the White House, he's going to go. I mean, I'll be there. I'll be there, Reid said. If they're inviting us, I'll be there. Quite an honor. Some NFL teams have resisted going to the White House, most notably the Philadelphia Eagles in 2018, who had their invite revoked after at least a score of players refused to attend. But LSU Tigers recently visited the White House after their national championship win. Clemson Tigers made the trip the year before. Golden State Warriors did not make the trip any of their championship years. The majority of Boston Red Sox and Washington Nationals made the trip, but some players elected not to go. So, Andy Reid, congratulations. You're going to Disneyland and the White House. And so I was talking to you about Iowa. And they are freaking out that Bernie might win. Freaking out. Freaking out, freaking out, freaking out. I'm trying to find the exact articles here because there's so many good stories. But first of all, Politico says Democrats are already conceding Iowa to President Trump. Democrats are not planning to wage a serious war over Iowa in this year's general election, are effectively conceding it to President Trump, Politico reported. Whoever wins Iowa, they won't be back, Politico declared. See, whoever wins the Democrat caucus will not be back. Iowa has carried its status as the quintessential general election battleground, but Politico asserts it won't be the case this year, citing Democrats who no longer consider it a true battleground and are conceding it to President Trump. The trends here are much more red than purple. I could see it swinging back, but not with Trump on the ballot, says Ben Folk, who served as executive director of the Iowa Democrat Party 4 years ago. Wow. But Iowa remained a Democratic stronghold for a decade. It went to the Democrat presidential candidate 88, 92, 96, 2000. And then George W. Bush squeaked out a narrow victory in 2004 by less than 1 point. And then it went back to Obama in 8 and 12. But Trump won by 10 points over Hillary. And this year, Democrats, according to Politico, not putting up a fight. You have no idea how big this is going to be for Trump. Trump's expanding his base of black, Hispanic, and suburban voters. The improving economy, voter anger with the partisan impeachment process have helped to boost Trump's support among blacks, Hispanics, independents, and suburban women. The latest Zogby poll, shared exclusively with Secrets, I don't know who Secrets is, also showed the president's job approval rating continues to go up despite impeachment. Continues to receive high approval rating near or slightly above 50% for the third straight poll. He's rebounded with women and suburban voters and suburban women. He now has a 51% approval rating in the Zogby Analytics survey, the same level former presidents Obama and Trump had when they won a re-election. But in any case, here are the numbers. Among blacks, 11% strongly approve of Trump, 11% somewhat approve, 15% somewhat disapprove, 60% strongly disapprove. So he's at 22% with blacks' approval. Hispanics, he's at, 19% strongly approve, 17% somewhat approve, 36% approval with Hispanics. Asians, he's at 38% approval with Asians. Good job, President Trump. When we get back, I'll tell you about all the other numbers, suburban voters, independent voters, etc., etc. And I'll tell you what Democrats are saying about Bernie Sanders when we return.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.